Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jemiah. How may I help you?
Yeah, I ordered a telescope from you folks a couple of weeks ago, and I got it recently, and I'm really not satisfied with the quality of it. It's actually the online demonstration of it and what it actually does are two different things, so I want to send it back, so I want to know what I have to do to send it back.
Okay, could I start off with getting your zip code?
84737.
Your first and last name?
My first name is Kerry, K-E-R-R-Y. Last name is Garner, G-A-R-N-E-R.
And can you verify your shipping address?
Yeah, it's 298 South, 800 West, Hurricane, Utah.
Thank you. Now, I do see here where you did start with us on February the 10th. You have the Cosmic Scope. Is something wrong with it?
Yeah, it doesn't do what it shows online. The demonstration online is showing that it brings images that are way far away, close to you. And when you do this one, it's not even near anything close to that. I have binoculars that are better than this thing. So I don't know. I don't want to call it false advertising, but they've done something with the advertising online that is deceptive in my opinion.
Okay, sir. Hold one moment for me.
Okay.
Okay, so what I can do for you, I can issue you out an RMA, and you can send it back, and you will have to pay for shipping also. You have to pay shipping to return it.
Okay.
And in our return policy lasts 30 days, and it does take effect from the time you receive your purchase. If more than 30 days have gone by since the delivery of your purchase, you will get charged. So, well, you already have got charged. So you would not get a refund if you don't, send it back within those 30 days. So, would I go ahead and do this?
I ordered it on the 10th and I got it last week, so I'm well within the 30 days as far as I can see.
Yeah, you'll have it back in time. So I can issue the return. The RMA number went to your email. That is the RMA number you will put on the box. The return address for that is, do you have a pen and paper?
Yes.
Okay, so the return address is 105.
Okay.
Serraway, S-E-R-R-A.
F-E-R-A?
S-E-R-R-A.
Okay.
Way, W-A-Y.
Is that one word?
No, it's two words.
Okay.
264. Milpitas,
okay.
M-I-L-P-I-T-A-S.
Could you spell that again from the beginning? Could you spell that again from the beginning? M-I-M-P-R?
No, M-I-L-P-I-T-A-S.
T-A-S?
T as in Tom, A-S.
Okay.
California. 95035.
Okay.
And you will send that back, and the return confirmation got sent to your email, the RMA. You will write that down and put that on the box and send it back.
I put what on the box? The return what?
Return merchandise. The return confirmation went to your email. You will write those numbers down and put it on the paper and put it in the box. It helps notify your account better and verify your account.
Okay, and let's see. I'm looking for the return number. Um, Okay, is it the RMA number?
Yes.
Okay. So put this, do I put that right on the front of the box?
Yes, you can.
Okay. I have just one question. Is that all?
Yes, yes,
is that
it
all
is.
Okay. So on the address on 264, that second word, I'm still a little bit, is it MIMPRTAS?
MILPITAS.
MILPITAS. Okay. Okay. All right. Very good. Well, should I have a signature required on this for the return?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Very good.
And
I'll get in the mail today. Thank you very much.
Okay. And thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.